I'm Mike Opelka from Pure Opelka with a bonus two-minute drill for Hillary Clinton. Let's call this the frozen two-minute drill. Hillary, just let it go. What am I talking about? She can't seem to stop talking about the election of 2016 and the fact that she lost.
You know, I think there were a lot of people who were like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have to hear about it. Totally, that's how I felt.
You may have felt that way, but you haven't stopped talking about it. And we've been forced to hear about it and read about it ad nauseum since the loss. Throughout all of Hillary's post-election tours, she played the sexist card, saying the reason she lost was men. Men didn't vote for her, and they wouldn't let their wives, girlfriends, mothers vote for her. And now she's playing the sexist card again, saying that she's being told to shut up, even though men were never told to shut up after they lost an election.
Mostly people in the press, for whatever reason, like, oh, you know, go away, go away. And I had one of the young people who works for me go back and do a bit of research. They never said that to any man who was not elected.
That's odd. I don't remember any male election losers writing books about why they lost and going on speaking tours endlessly whining about why they lost and trying to place the blame. But Hillary does.
Al Gore didn't stop talking about climate change, and I'm really glad that John Kerry went to the Senate and became an excellent Secretary of State, and I'm really glad John McCain kept speaking out and standing up and saying what he had to say. And for heaven's sakes, Mitt Romney is running for the Senate.
Hillary makes my point for me. All of those men didn't spend the next year and a half whining about the loss. They moved on with their lives. And Mrs. Clinton, that's basically what the rest of us, especially your own party, wishes you would do. Just move on. Till next time, testudo, my friends. Testudo.